All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're back with Spawn. I don't know how much longer I'm going to continue with Spawn. It's not doing that well. I'm looking at some of the views, but it's not doing so well. And I've been doing it for a while, and I don't want to run too much into the new content. Because, you know, they are still currently collecting the books, and I'm not so sure how far we'll go. I thought about going to at least issue number 100, but I don't think I'm going much further than that. Obviously, the book series is at 300 plus issues, and I'm not sure if we really need to go that far. It's up to you guys. If you guys want me to continue further than 100, that's fine. But, you know, I want to bring you guys other books and books that are completed, like The Max, for example, which I've never read and would definitely like to jump into. So, all right, guys, at any rate, let's continue with Spawn. Issue 67, 97, Homeland. For the past half day, the eastern seaboard has braced itself against a torrent of rainfall. To everyone's relief, it finally appears to have subsided. The blackened skies linger on, though, the cacophonous rumbling still announcing the sporadic lightning that spikes earthward. Occasionally, one such electrical fork striking randomly will hit a particularly sensitive man-made construct. Instantly, a grid pattern of city dwellers is deprived of their lights and appliances. Ah! Here it is. I found it, sir. Let me just make sure the batteries are... sir? You didn't pick up those new batteries like I asked, did you? I've been busy. As have we all. So that means none of the other items on the list were procured then, either. Tomorrow I'll make it a priority. Tonight I just want to hunt down that Cogliostro dude. Ask him why he pulled that disappearing act on us the other night. Something tells me that he... Yahoo! We're back in business! Sir, you okay? Is everything coming out all right? Need more ketchup? Hee hee. Oh, grow up, Twitch. Not many people have the skill to eat a loaf and pinch one at the same time. Bleh. Plop! Very impressive, sir. But I feel that our time might be better spent over at the assessor's office. If we can get a detailed map that will show us every way in and out of those alleyways, we can begin to set our trap for Spawn. What about Cog? How do we know he's not in cahoots with Spawn? We don't, but if we're clever, maybe we'll nab both of them for questioning. Yeah, okay. Just let me clean up my little mess here. Hey, is this our last roll of toilet paper? It is. That was also on your list. Whatever. You know, I'm surprised the generators kicked in so well. You were beginning to make me believe this place was just a money pit. No comment. Click, click. Hey, you hear that? The elevator's moving. Oh no, that's Miss Bird. She has a 9 o'clock appointment. Cripes, not that hag. You take this one, Twitch. I can't handle her. I'll hide in the bathroom while you take her into the other room. Then I'll sneak out. Capiche? Knock, knock. Hello, Mrs. Bird. How are you this fine evening? What's so fine about it? So it begins. Enter the belligerent client with a sham of a case who's looking for nothing more than some attention. Though the two detectives have their own problems, she is something they have rarely encountered. A paying customer. Then the aliens, the Greys, you know, tried another one of their weird, kinky experiments on me before dropping me back in my bedroom. Nothing was disturbed except the pajamas I was wearing, well, and myself, of course. Those were turned inside out, the pajamas. So what are you going to do? I have an idea. A few moments later, knock, knock. Hey, Chubby! Come on out. Your pal said you wanted to handle this while he stepped out. Said you had all night for me.
Ugh, what am I doing with my life? I think Twitch is a dead man.
Winter's biting cold is just a few weeks away. The rainfall, though subsided, has saturated the night air. Those who huddle for refuge and warmth against these time-ravaged walls find imaginative ways to pass another punishing evening.
Jeez,
Bootsy, look at that! I think he's gonna break your record! He gestures for a moment of silence. The performance is about to enter its climax. Thiptic! Unbelievable! I haven't seen something like that since One Arm Jenny back in 78! Thank you, thank you. Just make sure you spread the word. I'll take on all challengers for a pack of cigarettes. Big deal. And don't change the fact you're still a prick. Why don't you give it a rest, Johnny? He's sorry he can't be a perfect slob like you. You'll shut your mouth if you know what's good for you, Bobby. I don't take much comfort in knowing I've got to endure another 4 months of freezing. See, the difference between you and me is you've accepted this life. Running around, scraping for every crumb. Well, unlike you, I expect to get out of here. You guys treat this like a life sentence. We're all here for a purpose, John, including you, so get off your high horse. Fine, but it don't mean we should scurry around like rats afraid of every shadow because your pal Spawn keeps bringing in unwanted visitors. And we're the ones caught in the crossfire, so you tell me, what the Christ is his purpose here, other than giving you someone the brown nose? Honestly, I don't know, but I learned long ago not to question the fate God has chosen for each of us. He's right. If you think we're all happy with where we are, you're an idiot. But that don't mean we're going to stop believing in things. And right now, I believe we need Spawn, and he needs us. But all that is still nothing compared to the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't have nothing either, and look what he became. So if nothing else, that gives me hope. For now, that's good enough. Excellent, Julio. But somewhere along the way, we need to put in a little of our faith into practice. Like, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Now, where is the coat you stole from me Thursday? Here, guys, let me show you what gives me hope. What is it? The only thing I've got left from my past. My little girl gave it to me about 15 years ago. It's the last time I talked to my little Susie. Jeez, she's got to be almost 35 years old now. When her mom died from cancer, we both fell apart. I wasn't strong enough for her. I started drinking. Susie got into drugs, but then she broke her drug dependency, found a way to carry on. When she tracked me down, I was already on the streets. I'd lost everything to my alcoholism. She told me, this is a reminder of what's waiting if you want it. So she took the time to find you in the alley so she could tell you she'd be there if you got your life together. It was more than that. I bet she was a believer, wasn't she? Well, you can waste this time on Earth, but there's still a chance to see her. And your wife in heaven forever. You must become born again. It's your only hope. Accept Jesus into your heart. Yeah, so what are you trying to say? That those who don't think like you ain't gonna make it to the pearly gates? Maybe I should do more crack and acid. Then I'd be just like you. Maybe then your God would like me better. It's not our deeds that get us into the Lord's kingdom, but whether you embrace Jesus Christ as your savior. What a load of crap! And why is that? Mind your own business, Spook. I asked you a question. Fine. You know what makes me puke about religion? It's the separation. If you ain't good enough or you don't follow a certain set of rules, then boom, you're done. Banished into an eternal hell. One considered to be the worst possible fate a human could have imposed on him. Or at least the most horrible things them damn prophets could think of. See? I think people who pray to unseen forces are stupid. That's it. Just plain old ignorant. But believers, they go way beyond that. They accept that their God will torture and punish a soul in ways too horrible to imagine. It'd be like me thinking of the worst thing I could come up with. Like, say, someone's grandma getting screwed by an elephant while having poker shoved in her eyes. But I wouldn't do that. And I ain't a fraction as loving as their supposed God. Oh, and the last time I checked, God's the one who discriminates. If you don't bend a knee, then it's off to Satan you go. But I've yet to hear the devil reject anyone. Never heard him say, I'm sorry, sir, but it appears you're too good for us. Nope. His door is open to anyone, anytime. He doesn't care who or what you are. Everyone has accepted. Seems like it's the devil who might be a little more generous with his judgment. So now what do you think, Spawn? Al stands for a moment, struggling to decide if he should join this endless debate. There was a time when I believed, just like you did, that life is just about today. But that changed when they turned me into what I am now. I guarantee you there is good and evil, and each takes many forms, but that doesn't mean they resemble anything the Bible teaches us. So in a way, you're both wrong. The answer, as far as I can tell, lies somewhere between the black and white stereotypes we've been taught about heaven and hell. It's a gray area that everything lives in, where neither God nor Satan is truly good or evil, and that's what makes it all the more chilling. Not because they control us, but because they don't. Not really. These outside forces give us options, but they don't decide. We do. We create our own judgment days. Look, I don't profess to know what you are, where you come from, but you aren't right in the head. None of you are. So cling to your useless delusions of why we're all stuck in the cesspool. Keep telling yourselves there's some deeper meaning. I like to deal with reality. Slap! Get out of my way, Bobby. You're taking up space. Kish! No, please, not this. God damn you, John. Look what you've done. My crystal, you... I'm sorry, Susie. It wasn't my fault. Like a child who's seen his favorite toy break right before his eyes, Bobby weeps, but in near silence to hide his deep loss from the others. Spawn stares at this man whose life itself is shattered as he tries desperately to gather the broken pieces of precious glass. You gonna be okay, Bobby? Always am. That's the good thing about where we're at. It's tough to go any lower, because as far as the world's concerned, we're already at the bottom. Who cares what I feel? Will you listen to yourself? What you gonna do now? Sit there feeling sorry for yourself? Well, why don't you just end your misery, kill yourself? Then you won't have to worry about being a loser no more. But you won't. Know why? 'Cause you're like me that way. You're afraid. And you're holding out for the one faint hope we all have, that a miracle will happen. Turning us back into real people again. Not far away. Hope you boys are ready for a little action tonight, 'cause I'm in a pissy mood. Good. I hear Gino and his boys are sweeping the 1400 block tonight for their protection money. Which means the red light district is floating with nothing but amateurs. Sounds like an invitation. Exactly. We knock over the pawn shop after closing, and serve up one of our religious brethren as a scapegoat a couple days later. The poor sap will be wearing cement boots before the wops get wind of this. Sacrificing their own, it's a quick, clean scam. A homeless innocent being punished for sins committed by other derelicts. All for heisted money that will last them barely 3 days. 72 hours of partial bliss in return for a nameless stranger's life. Now I see why you don't want to answer to a higher power. It just makes it easier for you to make your own rules. To make up your own rules. Is that it, Johnny? You gave a hell of a speech back there. About not wanting to condemn people to a living hell. But condemning them to death, I guess that's okay, huh? Like I said, we choose what we become. Is that right? So tell me, why'd you pick being some freaking a faggot costume? That's supposed to make you better than us? Maybe you've tricked some of those fools. We'll try that one again. That's supposed to make you better than us? Maybe you've tricked some of those fools, but there's a far greater split between those who want you here and those who don't than you can possibly imagine. That's not my problem. See, tough guy, whether you like it or not, they expect my help. Some even believe I'm some kind of guardian angel. Well, my own life may be completely screwed up, but I'm not willing to abandon those I've been forced to live with. Why are you so eager to betray them? Because I look out for number one. I didn't create alienation. It's been around forever, since religion started it. Why should I fight it? You hypocritical coward, I hope you're proud of yourself. Well, I'm not going any place, and neither are they. So if you can't abide by our rules, then maybe it's time to move on. Not bloody likely. Blam! I lived here long before you showed up, hero. This is my turf. Me along with my friends, but since you came by, we've been hiding because of all the attention you brought on the place. Cops, the mafia, SWAT teams, super freaks. They've been nosing around where they ain't supposed to. They forced us to hide in the shadows like a bunch of whipped dogs. Because of you. Well, no more. Blam! 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 Christ, what kind of friggin' mutation bleeds green? We always knew you were some kind of abortion, like a vampire or something. You're dead, John. Excuse me. You're a dead man, Johnny. As Spawn hisses his threat, he can't stop wondering why his costume isn't defending him against this assault. You've got that backwards, punk ass, right, boys? Bam, 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 bam! The spray of bullets shreds symbiote and necro flesh in turn, slamming the Hellspawn back with the force of an elephant's rear kick, toppling the quarter-ton target like a small redwood under the logger's axe. Through punctured larynx, the downed creature gasps for air, convulsing with each desperate breath, still barely comprehending that his outer shell, his self-aware source of protection, has somehow been shut down. How's it feel to be on the receiving end for a change? Sucks, don't it? Go screw yourself. That's it. Keep up the act. Excuse me. Keep up the act. Show us how brave you are. Make like this is just some goddamn joke. Well, here's one. What's the last thing that goes through a fly's mind when he hits a windshield? It's his ass. Hee hee. Time to say your prayers. Good night, spook. Bam! 68. January 98. Intersection. It started out as an act of intimidation. If he just left well enough alone, the homeless vagrant would not have drawn Spawn's attention. The wild, angry rants weren't much out of the ordinary, but they concluded with a callous act of destruction which fired our hero's anger. He was generally known as John. His style and presence blurred him easily in with 100 others in similar straits. They are the homeless, scuttled into the heart of Rat City, a maze of Manhattan alleyways littered with shattered souls. Without thought or apology, he had broken a special trinket carried by Spawn's compadre, Bobby, that led to John being followed, into a situation that culminated in the explosive spray of Spawn's brains across the alleys. In stunned silence, Hell's new warrior reeled as hit after hit of gunfire tore through him. His costume offered not only the slightest act of protection. That had never happened before. Bam! 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 Across town, another victim is in need. Two police officers have been met by Private Detective Sam Burke and Twitch Williams. The latter pair had been tipped off that a case of theirs had quite possibly taken a deadly twist. Bam! 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 Jesus, I told you you weren't... Yeah, he said it right. I told you you weren't going to like this, Sam. Unbelievable. You want me to go call for backup? It's okay, dispatch wouldn't take your call anyway since you've left the force and all. Yeah, that's right. Old habits, I guess. So, Twitch, what do you make of this mess anyways? The obvious, sir. Mr. Bird has been permanently relieved at the back of his head due to the force entry... frontally of a bullet, and by the size of the injury, I'd say the bullet had been filed down so as to mushroom out the rear on impact. I'll report to the precinct, get them to send the meat wagon and a forensics team. Thanks, Jimmy. I'll just snap a few more photos for our personal files, if you don't mind. Go ahead, it's not like this isn't going to be a long night. Just do me a favor, wear gloves if you want to touch anything. I'm going to look around. Sure. I don't like what I'm seeing, sir. I'm with you. There's no sign of a struggle, and given that he's in his robe and his front door was locked, it means that dingbat really was crazy. She said that she was being hunted, but never mentioned her husband as the guy. Seeing how he's been out of the country for the past 2 months, I think it's safe to assume he's not the ghost. Cripes, and to see her back then, she looked so freaking normal. What a waste. But then, aren't they all? Actually, sir, it wasn't ghosts she was afraid of. It was aliens. Maybe we should have taken more heed of her ramblings rather than just humoring her. A touch of paranoia can progress into a state of delusion. Sam, Twitch! There's noise coming from the bedroom back there. You want a piece of this? We might need help. I don't expect any problems. The front door's locked. It has to be her. How can you be sure she's not armed? She will be, but there's no reason for her to use it again. She's been cleansed.
Christ, I don't need this right now.
Shh. Please, I don't want to miss this part. For the next few minutes, everyone stands frozen as the wife of the murderer victim watches, enthralled, the ending of her show. Wasn't that beautiful? Excuse us, Miss Bird, but we need to talk to you right now. Sure, sweetheart, let me just check out what's coming on next week. Do you know your husband's dead? Yeah, you know they're making a movie of this show? I'd heard something like that. Well, it's true. Pretty soon the world will know. They'll believe. Close Encounters, Aliens, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Contact. They're all true. Even Mars Attacks in a couple of scenes. The government can't keep hiding it. My hubby, he didn't believe, so they got him. The Greys, I mean. With the arrival of the police and medical teams, a quick but enlightening interrogation takes place. Everyone is led to the same conclusion, with only one question open to argument. That was the most bizarre conversation I've ever heard. So you think she's insane? Don't you? I'm not sure, sir. I've seen this before. A jilted lover persuading others to believe in her psychosis as a means to insanity plea. The judge gives a reduced sentence at some adult institution minimum security with good behavior. They're back on the street in 2 or 3 years. And so then... try that one again. And so then, since she was never in any way held accountable for the murder in the first place, there's nothing to prevent her acquiring her husband's estate or any collectible insurance policies. Exactly right, sir, and given that she can serve as both up and witness... Yeah. Serve us both up as witnesses to her delusions, the trap, if need be, is perfectly set. On the other hand, the hag could just be a friggin' loony. We've both seen the cold calculations of a woman's scorn, so I believe she's just insane. I need to scrutinize the late Mr. Bird's business records to see if there are any additional motives lurking. All right. You have any other impressions?
Yeah, like, oh, this whole thing sucks. Do you realize she's our biggest account? We can't afford for her to be the murderer.
Meaning?
I forgot to bill her the past 2 months, so we're going to get stiff for a big chunk of change.
Before Twitch can start his assault on Sam's lax bookkeeping, the cold naga hide in the shadowed rear of the car squeaks.
Cog, what the hell are you doing here?
He needs your help.
Who does?
Spawn. He's ventured into a section of alleyway that is controlled by a power far greater than his. There, he is weak, vulnerable, and now his ignorance has betrayed him. You need to go there now.
What is it?
Mr. Bird's complete files.
What? How could you have...
It doesn't matter. What does is whether you can arrive in time to save your new master.
And just who would that be?
Spawn, of course. As I've said, he chose you two for a reason.
Skeech! What's this guy made of?
Necroflesh. Nearly a quarter ton of it. Used to give form to the reanimated souls Hell has handpicked for its elite army. Its unholy energy signals Heaven's agents that another worldly warrior exists among men. Hell's representatives cannot be left unescorted as they walk the earth. Heaven must also be constantly on hand with power enough to void any derived from the fiery pit below. All of this is completely lost on humans as we trick ourselves into believing that our actions are the ones that turn the tide. If man is capable of one great constant, it's his ignorance of things beyond this lifetime.
That was fairly easy. I was almost beginning to think he really was a ghost instead of some punk ass. Though I still can't figure out what this green goo is. But I better bag some of this up to show the boss. He might want to see what this loser's head used to look like.
Elsewhere.
Bobby, guys, I need you. John Leakley, Yem, and a couple of others. Just torch Spawn.
What are you talking about, Eric?
After Spawn left us, he went looking for John. I guess he wanted to finish their debate or something. But next thing I knew, Johnny and his boys unloaded on Spawn. He never stood a chance.
You hear what I'm telling you? He's dead. I was just falling a bit behind, just, you know, wanting to hang around. They got him, I swear. He never even flinched a muscle, like he was stunned or something. Then they blew his head clean off. God damn it! I'll kill him! All of them! Where are they now? I don't know, they were dragging him down near a heroin hideout. Come on, guys, let's go show them traitors who this alley really belongs to. Be careful, they've got guns. Yeah, well, screw them! I'll gather an army so big they'll run out of bullets trying to shoot us all. A few moments later, a shadow falls over the lone straggler. Jesus, Tony, you scared the crap out of me. Did I? We heard what you were saying to the others. Yeah, Leakley popped Spawn, splattered his brains all over. You guys gonna catch up to Bobby? In a minute. We have to finish a little business with you first. Pardon? See, we don't like people who go where they ain't invited. They might see something they're not supposed to. And if what you say about Spawn is true, then the alleys have just become wide open. It'll be 5 days before anyone will find Eric's shattered, decomposing body. A few blocks away, momentum is building and strategies formulating, which may well ignite the majority of those sheltered in New York's hidden dens. For the months since Spawn's first appearance, strong opinions have been formed over whether or not he should even have... Excuse me, let's try that one again. For in the months since Spawn's first appearance, strong opinions have been formed over whether or not he should ever have been allowed to move in. Then we're set. Once we hitch up with Victor's and Samuel's crews, we'll go see what really happened tonight. Let's go. Come on, Bootsy. No, I can't. This isn't my fight. So that's it? Spawn's been covering our ass, protecting us from all the crap that comes our way, and the first time he needs our help, you want to turn tail? You get hurt! Maybe. But Victor's group is bringing guns, too. They want a war, we'll give them one. I'm not going. And you're no friend of mine. I got nothing in common with cowards. At the Bowery's other end, the enemy camp has yet to prepare itself. Proof. I knew you'd want this. You're always so damn cynical. Here. I have my reasons. Whatever. All I know is that everyone's been so friggin' afraid of Spawn, belting him into something he ain't, that we've been prisoners of these alleys. Well, that's over now. So what do you make of this stuff anyway? I'm not quite sure. But given what I've seen him do, and what the rumors say he's done, it's obvious that he wasn't human. I could smell his stink the first time we met. Then I guess that makes what I did even better. Huh? Where is he now, Johnny? Oh, me and the boys stuck him a few blocks from here. Kind of like a scarecrow. I swear the bugger weighs a ton. Took all of us to drag his sorry ass to where we had in mind. We wanted to make a statement. Shit! Ah! You malignant insect! I'm the king here! Excuse me. The one who gives the orders. Your purpose is to follow, to obey. Take a good hard look, gentlemen. Your friend is bleeding to death. See, we don't tolerate insubordination. Our rules, my rules, are to be followed. Spawn was mine. If that wasn't abundantly clear before, then it is now. Are we agreed? I thought so. So let me spell out exactly what has transpired in the past few hours. When you shot Spawn, it wasn't done in complete isolation. The walls in this godforsaken place have eyes. You should know that. Nothing that matters goes unnoticed, especially not the slaying of those maggots' leader. Both sides already know what you've done. Because of that, we must prepare ourselves. Those that now turn on us are blinded by their own emotions. They're capable of anything, and their loyalty is as deep as our own. Already they've begun their assault. Well, let them come! Because now is the time we slaughter them for good. I've already sent word. Soon their 200 will be surrounded by our 2,000. It'll be a bloodbath. They won't escape. You see, they lack the one thing they need most. A leader. And once you remove the head from any group, the body dies soon after. To be continued. Art Gallery.
A lot of art this time, guys. Ooh.
Hmm. 63 to 68. Okay. So we be in volume 11.
There we are. Oh, volume 12, I guess. Sure, that's right. Hmm. All right. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more Spawn in July. Stay tuned.